This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Baruch Haba. Welcome, everybody. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're up to Daf Peidah and Masechta Yevamos. We're going to, Be'ezras Hashem, complete Perek Ha'arel and begin Yesh Mutarais. Says the Gemara, bottom line on Pei Gimel and Beis, Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Af Anan Nami Tanina. We also learned this in a Mishnah, namely, that not regarding everything is a androgynous, a full-fledged zachar. Reb Lezer says, Haklayim, if you have an animal that's sort of mixed breed, utrefa, and an animal that's a trefa, v'yoydse doifen, and an animal that's born from a cesarean section, tumtum, an animal that is a tumtum, its reproductive organs are covered, the androgynous, loy kedushin v'loy mekadshin. It is not holy, and it cannot be made holy. Now, what does that mean? So Gemara explains, v'amar Shmuel, loy kedushin b'tmura, does not take holiness with a tmura, meaning, says Rashi, not only. Let's see the first Rashi. Rashi explains that klayim, an animal of mixed breed, is puzzled to be makriv, like the pasuk says, shar oichesev, which comes to exclude an animal which is klayim, ki valed comes to exclude an animal born of cesarean section. And all of these five exclusions, Rabbi Lezer learns out from a pasuk in Timura, in the parak of Yesh B'Karbanos, that Kedush is not chal on them. Now Rashi points out that even though other psulim of hakrava, for example, an animal that had relations or someone had relations with it, or an animal worshipped as Avodah Zarah, Kedusha is chal on them, and the only way to get them out and to redeem it is it needs a mum. And even after you redeem it, it's usher to share and it's usher to work it. These psulim, the kedusha is not chal on it. The only thing that's chal is kedusha is damim. It's like sanctifying a tree. And you can even redeem it without a mum. And when you redeem it, it is not usher to share it or to share or to work it. Now, these animals, psulim, the above mentioned psulim, loy kedushin v'loy mekadshin, which means loy kedushin b'tmura. Not only is it not holy in the first instance, but if Rashi says, if you had an animal that was holy, and then you said the kedusha of the animal that's holy should go on them, it's also not holy. Because by a baumum, kedusha is chal on a baumum that way. It's chal kedushas haguf, that you cannot share it and you cannot work it, even once it's redeemed. But this animal, if you sanctified a different animal, and then you wanted to exchange a kedusha onto the animal that is a klayim trefa yoytze doifen, then loy chayli, it is not chal. Then Rashi says, it's not mekadesh to make a tmura, meaning, if they are holy, and then you exchange the holiness onto an animal that's chulin, it's not effective. So the question is, well, how did they get holy in the first place, that you're going to move their holiness onto something else? Isn't that impossible? So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara's kashin, chulin Rashi quotes, v'chimiachar she'in kedushin, heich makdishin, if it's not holy, how could you transfer its holiness? It has to be talking about where you sanctified the animal, then it became a trefa. Or you sanctified an embryo, and then it was born with cesarean. The other two cases, Rashi points out, it's not really possible. Okay, so the bottom line is that these five psulim are categorically removed from kodshim. And shma minah, that even though Rabbi Elazar says an androgynous is a zachar gamur, not regarding hekdesh of an animal. Okay. Now, Rabbi Elazar Omer chayav in all of skila kezachar. Rabbi Elazar says that if somebody lives with an androgynous, you're chayav for living with an androgynous, you're chayav skila, as if you'd be living with a zachar. Says Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Amar, Rav. What does that stand for? Anyone have in their Gemara? Tanya Amar who?
Rabbi.
Rabbi the Tana?
Yeah.
The Tana Rabbi. Okay, thank you. Kishahalachti lilmoy Torah Yitzhar Elazar ben Shemua. When I went to learn Torah Elazar ben Shemua, Chivru alai Talmidav, his students ganged up against me, Kitarnagulam Shabbos Bukya, like the chickens of Beis Bukya. Those were rather tough chickens. And they only allowed me to learn one matter of our Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, androgynous chayiv nalav skila kezachar. And androgynous, you're chayiv for it skila like a male. So very interesting. This was the only thing the seasoned students let Rebbe learn. And sort of a very cryptic note, the perek ends, which is somewhat mysterious why this was the only halacha they allowed Rebbe to learn, but that's the story. Okay, now the new perek, Hadrin Allah Ha'aral. The new perek begins basically with three Mishnayos in a row. So if you were learning this in Mishnayos, if let's say you were joined the new Mishnah Yomis program, you'd get three Mishnayos just from this half an omer here. Okay, says the Holy Mishnah, Yesh mutaris lebaleihen va'asuras liyivmehen. There are scenarios where the woman is permitted to her husband, but then when she falls to the avam, she's asur to him. Mutaris liyivmehen va'asuras lebaleihen. There are scenarios where she's mutter to her yavam and she's prohibited to her husband. Mutaris elu elu. There are scenarios where she's permitted to both. Va'asuras elu elu. And there are scenarios where she is prohibited to both. So the Mishnah starts off by delineating the situations where she's permitted to her husband and asur to the avam. The elu mutarais lebaleihen va'asuras liyivmehem. The following women are mutter to their husbands and prohibited to their yavam. Koyin hedyot shenoso as almana. A koyin hedyot that married an almana, meaning she didn't just do kedushin, she did nesuin. Now, why does it have to be he did nesuin? The Gemara is going to ask about that. His older brother, he's always trying to catch up with his older brother. The older brother is a Kohen Gadol. So in that case, she is mutter to her husband, because a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to live with an Almana, but she's usher to the brother, who's the Kohen Gadol, because a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to live with an Almana. Cholol shenasa kishera. A chalal that married a kashera. That means like this. You have a kohen who is a pasul kohen. Why would he be a pasul kohen? Whatever it is, his parents, his father was a kohen, married a grusha. So he's a chalal. He married a regular good woman. She's a nice woman. She won the chesed award in her eighth grade class in Beis Yaakov of Chelm, wherever it was. And she's a very nice girl, and she was allowed to marry a challah because a kashera is allowed to marry a challah. V'yesh le'ach kosher, and he has a kosher brother. And the problem is that when the challah now, what does it mean? He has a brother who is a chala. Now, he has a brother who's a kosher. That means, I guess, the father produced the other brother with a different wife if he's a kosher. Be it as it may, you have one brother who's a chalal, one brother who's a kasha. The problem is when the chalal lives with the kashera, he renders her a chalala. And now the ach kasha cannot marry her. Or Yisrael, shenasa bas Yisrael. A Yisrael married a nice Jewish lady, and he has a brother who is a mamzer. The father lived with the sister and produced a mamzer. Or so she's mutter to her husband, she's aser to her yavam. Or mamzer shenasa mamzeres. You have a mamzer who married a mamzeres, and he has a brother who's a kosher Yisrael. So mutar sabatlein vasur sliv meim. These are all cases where she is permitted to her husband and she is usher to her yavama. So these are the cases of mutter to the husband, usher to the yavama. Now we're going to discuss cases of permitted to the yavama and usher to the husband. The elu mutarois liv mehen vasuris levaleim. The following are permitted to the yavama and are prohibited to the husband. How can you be permitted to the yavama and also to the husband? Very simple. Kohen gadol shekidesh es ha'amana. A kohen gadol did kedushin to an amana. So she's not to live with the husband because she's an amana and he's a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol is also an amana. V'yesh lo'y ach kohen hedyot. He has a brother who's a kohen hedyot. So she's also to the husband, and she's mutter to the kohen hedyot, to her yavam. Or kosher shenasa chalala, a kosher kohen, who married a chalala, so she's also to the kohen. V'yesh lo ach chalal. And he has a brother who's a chalal, so the yavama, the chalal is allowed to marry a chalal. Or Yisrael shenasa mamzeres. Yisrael married a mamzeres be'isser, so she is usher to him. V'yeshlei ach mamzer, but the other brother is a mamzer, so she's mutter to the brother. Or mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael, a mamzer married a bas Yisrael, she's usher to the husband. V'yeshlei ach Yisrael, and there's a brother who's a Yisrael who's she's perfectly mutter to. So in all of the above cases, mutarasli of mayan basros valeim, she's permitted to the yavam and she's asur to the husband. Ve'elu asurois la'elu ula'elu. The following scenario, she's asur both to her husband and to the yavam. Kohen gadol shenasa amana, a kohen gadol who married an amana, v'yesh la'ach kohen gadol, and she has a brother. He has a brother who's a kohen gadol, so she's asur to both. Oy kohen hedyot kasher. Shenasa chalala v'yeshlei ach kasher, or a kohen hedyot who's kasher who married a chalala, she's aser to him, and she's aser to the kosher brother v'yeshlei ach kasher, or Yisrael shenasa mamzeres v'yeshlei ach Yisrael. Yisrael then marries a mamzeres, and there's another brother who's a Yisrael. Mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael, a mamzer marries a Jewish woman v'yeshlei ach mamzer. So asurois leilu leilu. V'shar kol anashim, all other women mutar sabalim leimem, they're mutter both to their husband and to the yavam. Now we're up to the third mishnah brought in over here. Shniyos midivrei sefrim. What about arayos midrabanan? We know the first mishnah starts off with chamesh asrei nashim padu sarsem. We have 15 arayos that are midaraisa, but there are also arayos that are midrabanan, namely let's say Eim Imai or Eim Aviv. These are Arayos Midrabanan. So then, Shniel Abavle Shniel Yavam. What if the woman is a Isser Shnia to the husband and not an Isser Shnia to the Yavam? Let's say the husband and the Yavam are brothers from the father, but this woman is Eim Imai of the husband, but not of the brother because they're not brothers from the same mother. So if the wife was a shnia midivrei soifrim, an erva midrabana to the husband, and not to the yavam, asura labal, she's also to the husband, umutaras liyavam, she's permitted to the yavam. Shnia liyavam, if she is a shnia to the yavam v'loy shnia labal, asura liyavam mutaras labal. Shnia lezeh ulezeh, if she's a shnia to both, asura lezeh ulezeh. Now, ein la like suba, a woman who a person is asur midrabanan does not collect the ksuba. When a Jewish man marries a woman, he commits that if he divorces her or if he dies, she gets 200 zuz. But not if she's asur even midrabanan, veloy peiros. Now, Rashi, in this machlokes between Rashi and Yevamis and Rashi and Gittin, but Rashi and Yevamis learns that if he consumed the fruits of her nichse milug, even though we hold in ksubis, that the reason why the husband gets nichse milug is because he's required to redeem her, and the woman who you're asking to midrabanan, you're not chayiv to redeem. So you would think if you ate her peros, you got to pay her. No, you don't have to pay her. Why don't you have to pay her? You don't have to pay her because it's a knas midrabanan. You still don't have to pay her. Okay. So you don't have to support her. And if you use her begadim and you cause them to wear out, you're not responsible. But vavlad kosher. And the Vlad is kosher. Meaning, even though it's only an Erev Midrabanan, the Vlad is still kosher. V'koifin oisai lahaitzi. And we force you to divorce her, even though it's an Erev Midrabanan. Says the Mishnah, Almana l'kohen gadol. An almana to a kohen gadol. Gushal chuzakohen kohen hedyait. Mamzerasim sinul Yisrael. Bas Yisrael and a sinul mamzer. All of these are examples where the woman is asur midaraisa. Yesh la ksuba! Even though you're required to divorce her, she gets the ksuba. Isn't that incongruous? Why is it that when she's only asur midrabanan, she loses the ksuba, and when she's asur midaraisa, she gets the ksuba? The answer is because divrei Torah are strong. They don't need chizuk. Divrei drabanan are weak. They need chizuk. Now, Dr. Phil is saying that we should learn the first Tosfos as an intro to the Parak. So, let's give it a shot. Says the first Tosfos, Yesh Mutaris Perish Harav Rabbi Yehuda B'Rab Yomtif Dechein Derach HaTana. This is the manner of the Tana. La'achar Shapirish Halachos HaMasechta. After it tells you the laws of the Masechta, Chayzer V'Shayna Oysam B'Lashon Katzar, it reviews it in concise terms, Kedeshiyu Mesudam B'Yadcha, so therefore it is this way it is arranged in your hand, V'Shmurim B'Peh Uvalev. So basically, even though there are no real Chidushim in this Mishnah, in other words, have we learned one Chidush in this whole Mishnah? We know all these rules already. All the cases are obvious. We know they're Yisurei D'Oraisa. Of course, there are going to be situations where you're asur to the husband and mutter to the yavam and vice versa, but this is sort of a brief review. But there is a chiddusher that it picked it because of the case. You're asur to the husband, mutter to the yavam. Even though the Yavam is merely taking the place of the husband. He's come mikach the baal. So you would think if you're asur to the husband, you should be asur to the Yavam. So this is not a chiddush that we're familiar with. We never sort of picked up and emphasized this point that you could do yibam to someone who's asur to the husband. So that, according to Tosfos, would be the main chiddush of the Mishnah. I guess the other cases are said Agavorcha. Says the Gemara, my area, the Tani Nasa Lisni Kidesh, in the opening case, where we say the following cases are mutter to the husband or usher to the Yavam, a Kohen Hedyot that did Nesu'in to Na'amana, and there's a brother who's a Kohen Gadol. Why does the Kohen Hedyot have to do Nesu'in? Let him do Kedushin. What do he have to do Nesu'in for? V'chitemen, if you're going to say Taima Denasa, the reason why your usher to the Yavam is the Havale Ase V'loi Sase is because it's just Ase. It's because there's an Ase and a Lois Ase. Meaning, since the Kayin Hedyoid did Nesu'in, so not only is she an Almana, which is a Lav, but she's also not a Basula, so there's a violation of Ase, but of a Kidesh. But if he just did Kedushin, so all she is an Almana, but she's not necessarily a Ba'ula, then maybe it would be permitted to do Yibam, because she's only Chayve Lavin. Asi Ase, the Doicha Lois Ase. Maybe the reason why we picked the case of Nasa is because if we would have picked the case of Kidesh, then all she would be an Amana, but she wouldn't necessarily be a Bu'ula, and we should say Ase Doicha Lois Ase. Says the Gemara, but Vahakula Perigin Ase Lois Ase. The whole Perik is one Ase versus a Lois Ase, and you don't do it. We already know you don't do Yibam to Chai Ve'lavin. V'loi Ase Ase V'Doicha Lois Ase. So, therefore, the Gemara says that the reason why we picked the case of Nasa, Mishum de Kabayla Misni Seifa, we wanted to say in the end of the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Shen Nasa Es Amana, a Kohen Gadol that married an Amana. What's the case of Kohen Gadol Shen Nasa Es Amana? V'yeshle ach koyin gadol. Or, which case is this going on? Where is the case of koyin gadol shenasa esha amana?
The last section. Ve'elu asuris le'elu le'elu. Second wide line.
Kohen Gadol Shenasa Es Amana V'yesh Lo Ach Kohen Gadol. Why in that case Taka does it have to say Nasa? But the Gemara says, "Mishum the Kabbai." Let me see. Say, "If a Kohen Gadol Shenasa Amana Davka Nasa the Shavi Chalala, Avaki De Shariyale." Is that true? What case is that going on?
Because if the brother is just a regular Kohen, so then she's a Chalala. She only becomes a Chalala if she gets married.
Which case? Show me the case.
Kohen Gadol Shenasa Amana
V'yeshlo
Ach Kohen
Gadol
O Kohen
Hedyot.
Third line. Third white line. It's the
Elu
Asuros
Le'elu
Ula Elu. The ones that are
supposed. So Kohen Gadol Shenasa Samanav, Yeshla Ach Kohen Gadol, it's going on the Oi Kohen Hedyot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a Falala through the...
So since that case, it has to be Nasa, so in the race it had to pick Nasa. So it says Gemara, but why would you say the Reisha is Agavorcha the Seifa? Why don't you say the Reisha should be Agavorcha? The middle case, the Adetani Mishum Seifa, instead of listing it Agav the Seifa, listing Mishum Mitziyasa, Kohen Gadol Shekidesh Esamana, V'yeshlei Ach Kohen Hedyot, she's permitted. And that, so why don't we say a Kidesh to the middle case? Says the Gemara, the reason we picked the case of Nasa is Agav Orcha, its neighbor. Elamisham Bas Buksa. The reason we picked the case of Nasa is because of its very neighbor. dekaboy lemisni chalal shenasa ksheira. It needed to say a chalal, that the nesuin to a ksheira, and it's only because he did nesuin to her time and denasa de shavi chalala avakide shariyale. So since that case, it had to pick nasa mishamachi katani nasa. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Pei Dalet Amud Beis. This week, I got to do Pei Hey Amud Aleph. So either we'll do it Wednesday night or a Thursday night. Stay tuned. Okay? Kol Tov, everyone. Have a good night. Be well. Be Matzliach. All the best. Shalom Aleichem, Reb Jonathan. Are you from Florida?
Shalom Aleichem, yes.
You're a friend of my cousin?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.